Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, welcome to the Friday Roundup. This is our weekly movie and video game news show that goes up on YouTube every Friday.
If you want to see the video portion of this, go check it out on our YouTube channel. But if you want the audio, well, you're already here. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello, Robert.
Hide behind our banner like, we're so many.
You guys don't know that we can see like little thumbnails of each other, but while we're hiding behind that banner, we're both just like, grooving.
Yeah, we're just like night driving back there, you know.
So we come in so happy.
Do you know what today is?
I don't. But tell me what today it is.
It's Friday Roundup Day.
Oh, it's you on top of Friday.
Man,
I'm so excited.
It is Friday, March 8th, 2024. And I got movie news for you. Like, literally so much movies.
I'm excited.
And I actually have a YimTube Friday Roundup special coming up.
A special?
You already know.
Okay. I don't think I do.
Oh, if you've been tuned into Friday Roundups, we have some info to be spreading here.
Okay.
Towards the end of this, right? You ready?
Cool. I'm ready.
Let's just hop into it.
Let's dive in.
So first, I've been trying not to show this one. It spooks me a little bit. But our first one, we're doing Disney movies. Because, you know, Disney bought Fox, right? So Disney bought Fox way back when. And they've, like, never released any of the Fox movies on Blu-ray and stuff. And so they're finally going into the vault of, like, their good movies that they didn't make, but another studio made that are fucking great.
Okay.
And they're releasing them in 4K for the first time.
Fun. I haven't heard of this movie, I don't think.
We don't need to. It spooks me. This is The Abyss. With James Cameron's like first movie about underwater shit, where like some of these actors almost actually drowned.
I don't like that at all.
Like, all right, so just picture. Okay, picture this is an underwater movie, and now it's called The Abyss. That's
like
scary.
I don't like any of that. Can I ask, what happened to James Cameron as a child? What happened
I don't
to
know.
Him? Why is he so
he
into water?
Loves water, dude. He loves water so much. Me and him, polar opposite humans.
Yeah.
Fucking can't stand water.
Who's this woman in the center and why do I recognize her?
I don't know, but I was going to tell you, she's so pretty.
She is so pretty.
Like, I don't know. There's a childlike wonder about
it's
this abyss.
Surreal.
And I think that's not a good thing for her to be into.
No, there's too many, like, I don't know,
plus
tentacles and weird.
Okay, yeah, see, I don't know about all that shit. I don't know what's in this movie. Because
if you guys know what the hell's in the abyss, write in the comments.
Yeah, the poster is just this lady, because that's her.
She's too small.
Right? Okay, well, normally she's like in the Y.
Okay.
Like the poster's just black. And then it says The Abyss with her in the name.
It's spooky.
Come on, dude. It's spooky. I don't fucking like this.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
Eked out. I gotta move on. Anyway, more James Cameron.
Getting out of here.
First time in 4K. Aliens. Okay. So actually, very cool one. I'm kind of excited for this. Only Alien has been in 4K so far.
I didn't know that this was also James Cameron.
Yes, it is. Okay, so there's a lot of James Cameron shit happening for some reason. They were like, Disney was sitting around like, all right, they want us to release Fox movies. We could just do all James Cameron. Because, like, he's the Avatar guy, right? Like, people like him. That's how you make money, right? The
like
guy that's
guy.
Made billions of dollars in movies. So
yeah,
they just grabbed his movies and threw them out. Okay. But they're good movies. Dude, Aliens is so good.
Is this the one with the big wheel?
No, that is
Which
Prometheus.
Prometheus. I think that's the only... Don't come for me. I think that's the only Alien movie I've seen.
You've never gotten into Alien?
No, I would
I mean,
like to.
I was a huge Predator guy, so I didn't really either.
You gotta phrase that differently.
Okay. I'm a big That's Predator. His name, bro. Not, I'm a big predator. I'm not a kind of guy. In the Predator versus Alien, like, debate, uh-huh. I am on side Predator. Okay.
I just like the aliens. They're slimy and weird.
You know, I was never really scared of them growing up, but, like, having watched the movies now,
yeah,
they freak me the fuck out. Like, they really freak me out.
It's that little mouth, dude, that comes out of the big mouth.
It's just because aliens... Alien, that mm-hmm. creature, is the epitome of, like, life finds a way kind of shit. Like, they simply are a creature that just expands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that senseless mindset on a creature that can decimate you is just fucking horrifying.
This is reminding me, I'm getting, like, shades of that movie Life. Remember how we did?
Yes, dude. He scares me too.
We did a Patreon review on the movie Life, which, if you haven't seen Life, who's the star in that one?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, of course. Oh.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh. Go see Life. It's Life so good.
Great. Scared the shit out of me when I saw it in the theater. Scared me when I watched it with Kelsey.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, I mean, oh, man. But, like, you've seen an Alien movie, right? Like, you've seen at least one.
I've seen Prometheus, and I'm aware of, like, the alien. I know the facehugger thing.
Because, like, Prometheus is, like, so far removed from an Alien movie, because it's, like, pre-Alien.
I love the way you just said Prometheus.
Prometheus?
You said Prometheus.
Prometheus, dude, because it's about us.
Prometheus.
Like, it's pre, like, all these things. It's like how that creature came to be. It's like, okay, there's not even an alien in that movie.
If you guys think I should see Aliens, subscribe to the Patreon. Maybe I will.
Aliens is so James Cameron, though. It's very Terminator 2, so of course I like it. It's very actiony and shit. Like, this is an action movie first and foremost, whereas the original...
She's strapped up in this thing.
Bro... Ripley is the bomb, dude. Ripley is the best.
This is why I'm surprised I haven't seen these movies. Like, because it is, like, strong lady. Like, strong woman character. Killing everything. The smartest one alive. Knows how to survive.
Man, you would love these movies.
I would.
Because of her. Three is a little dicey. But, like, the rest of them are pretty good.
How many are there? Like, 10? I feel like there's a bunch of Alien movies.
All right. So, Alien, Aliens, Alien Cubed. It's just three, but... Cube, okay. Alien Resurrection, Prometheus, and then Alien Covenant. So
seven.
I was like,
Alien versus Predator.
No. Well, then there'd be Alien versus Predator, whatever the second one was called.
Okay.
That is the name of the movie. Alien versus
whatever the
Predator.
Second one's called.
The second one is called.
So there's, like, between 6 and 10 of these movies.
Yeah, like, they're good, but I mean, the main set, super solid, very good. I would love to see this one in 4K. This is the one with the queen alien that you see for the first time. That's her in the background.
Okay.
Man, so good. These movies are great. I think I might actually get this one. But next, still Disney. Weird that this is Disney. This is actually a new movie coming out, but not getting 4K. So
okay.
These are legacies getting 4K, but for some reason, this brand new movie... Not in 4K, but Poor Things is out finally.
Okay.
So if you want to buy Poor Things, but not in 4K, you can get the Blu-ray. Because for some reason, I don't know how they choose what movies get 4K or not. Because this movie, with the colors and all the wild, like... I mean, look at, like...
Yeah, it is pretty fantastical.
Stuff coming out here. You know?
Yeah.
The whole, like... The environment looks like that. Like, the environment is so weird like that. And in HDR, I just think that would look fucking so good. I think this movie would look phenomenal in 4K.
Yeah.
But, alas, it is not. But you can get it. By the way, all these movies come out next Tuesday, March 12th. Didn't mention it, but now you know. Still with the Disney stuff, you got another legacy 4K. They're doing True Lies, which is also James Cameron. Which is also James Cameron.
Isn't that wild? Jamie Lee Curtis. This is... What's happening with James Cameron? Is it his birthday?
I I'm telling you, I think Disney was like, you know what? Let's actually make money from these movies, but we're only going to pick the guy that makes the most money. And they just said, every James Cameron. They just rolled those dice.
Google real quick and just see what's going on with James Cameron. James Cameron.
He just makes good movies. Like,
he does not look like the way I thought he would look like.
He's a striking individual. We'll just say it that way.
It's not even close to his birthday. His birthday's in August.
Yeah.
He is 69 years old.
You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that the mouse, in an effort to fill his pockets with cheese, wouldn't just pick the guy that has $2 billion movies to his name alone and say, just release all of his movies. That's all it is, and you know it. You know it, man.
James Cameron made the Terminator?
Yes! He is... Dude, James Cameron's the fucking shit, okay?
I thought James Cameron had like 4 movies and they were all recent. I'm so confused.
He is the man. Like, he is a good filmmaker. I don't think people like him because he's very Stanley Kubrick particular with his stuff. But
drowns his actors for fun.
Yeah, he makes good movies. And True Lies is a phenomenal movie. They say it's the best Arnold movie that ever existed, which I don't know.
I've never seen Jamie Lee with like hair of this length. I've always seen it just like,
man,
chopped.
This movie's good too. You need to see this movie. This is a phenomenal movie.
I feel like I've seen this one, but not for like a good 15 years.
Oh yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen it too, but it is a good one. Then to round out the Disney-ness, we got an actual Disney movie.
If I see James Cameron again, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, this is their actual movie. This is Wish, their latest animated movie.
This one, which,
strangely enough, only in 4K in the Walmart Steelbook. There is no basic 4K release.
Only they didn't advertise this one at all.
They did enough, but then Lin-Manuel Miranda got fucking eat on because everyone's like, this villain song super sucks.
Oh,
and
really?
They were like, he lost his touch, and everyone now hates him, and it's a whole
thing.
The internet
loves to hate Lin-Manuel Miranda, I swear.
I mean, just cut the... He can't be the only person writing every song Disney makes anymore. Like,
yeah.
You have to let someone else do it. You gotta break it up a little bit. Maybe he needs a break. Maybe that's why this movie turned out not so great. You know, I don't know. But you can't have one man run your whole company.
No, it's too much.
It is a lot. You know how many songs that fool's gotta write like per movie? Come on.
It's a lot of songs.
Just let him peek at Moana for a little bit. And then, he can come back, cook for Moana 2 and fucking go hard.
Yeah.
And then life will be perfect.
Is Moana 2 going to flop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so going to flop.
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't announce it till this year, and supposedly it was supposed to be a TV show on Disney Plus, but they were like, let's just make it a movie. You know it's going to suck, dude.
It's going to be so bad.
Oh, it's going to be bad, and I'm going to hate that because I love Moana. It's like one of my faves. But anyway, so Wish is out, 4K. I do kind of like the Steelbook. I think it's very nice. Very pretty.
It is pretty.
Sells what it's got to do.
The inside looks pretty standard. I like the wraparound on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I love that, dude. So good. So, there you go. That's your Disney stuff. Now, I've got some more movies. More stuff coming to 4K. A lot of shit's coming to 4K and getting a lot of Steelbook reprints of ones that, if you missed them, get them again. So, now we're going to shift to Universal. They're doing Kung Fu Panda!
Kung Fu Panda!
The original in 4K.
Nice.
It's the only one so far, so now we gotta look forward to 2 and 3, but we'll get there.
And I love how fuzzy he is.
Dude, this might be like their best movie.
It's pretty good.
It is such a solid movie. Like, it's too good. I see you like to chew, then perhaps you'd like to chew on my fist! That's the best. Then this one I thought you'd find very interesting. I think we're having a kind of like a Broadway Renaissance kind of thing.
Okay.
Where we're cats? Like, it's not Cats.
Damn.
But like, there's a lot of musicals that are coming out on Blu-ray that you can just go buy, and they are like a filmed version of the show, a la Cats, right?
Yeah.
That hasn't really been a thing. Cats was like the one that did that.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's a couple, but it's, like, few and far between. But we just had Waitress a couple weeks ago on Friday Roundup that came out.
Right.
Well, now, from the West End, you've got The Prince of Egypt, the musical.
I want to watch the shit out of this.
I forgot about this. Okay, yes.
I want to watch the shit out of this.
Yeah. Please tell me I want them to have done the music justice in this, because the music, the music in this movie, are you kidding?
I've seen clips from TikTok. Mm-hmm. I want to see this. Okay. It is so good.
Okay.
It's so good. It's just straight up the songs from the movie. Like, they did nothing to them. They were
That's
just like, oh
all
yeah,
they needed.
That banger, just, dude, go sing that banger. And he was like, you got it, boss. And he did.
It's good.
I want to see it so bad. And you can get it on Blu-ray next Tuesday. So there you go. Now I'm going to hit you with Warner Brothers.
Okay.
We got Aquaman.
Aquaman.
That is very not Aqua to me.
This is the worst picture they could have taken of Jason Momoa. They were like, "What's your worst angle? Like, you can't see any of his butt. You can't see any of his chest."
I mean, there's like a little bit of it, but like
not enough.
Yeah, we
That's
kind of
a
like
movie.
Covered it up with the splash here, you know? Yeah. They said, hey, cover the cake up. We can't be having that.
I'm not here to see your water. I'm here to see what's under the water.
Well, then you're not going to like the Steelbook any better. Is it just a Steelbook, Walmart exclusive.
Okay.
It's a little better, but I mean, he's so small.
Yeah, he is pretty small.
But he do got the nice, like,
he's got them
thigh
hands.
Lunge going, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is fine. I mean, it's cool enough, I guess. I kind of really fucking hate the inside, because I'm like, that could have just been the scene from the first one. Like, that same image is in the first movie. Hmm. So I'm like, that's not a defining feature to me of this movie.
Kind
of
lame.
I don't think it's a great one. But hey, if you love Aquaman, you just want to get your limited edition Walmart Steelbook, go grab it.
There you go. Does it come with a pin or anything? Usually Walmart's limited stuff is like, this pin.
Oh, no, because they don't have to fight for your business now. They're like, we are the business. So no, they're not doing that anymore.
Boo.
It's like, hey, we did a Steelbook. Be happy. But then they're doing The Color Purple.
Okay,
The new musical one,
yeah.
Like Wonka and like Mean Girls, this is the musical version.
Musical.
Yeah, you love how it's just a bold new take on the beloved classic. It's the only thing it lets you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's so weird. Why not just say the musical?
Like, yeah. Why not? I think we're in this phase right now that we kind of went through also in the 90s when it was not cool to see musicals for whatever reason.
I guess.
And I don't know. It seems like they're trying to hide like Trojan Horse musicals into the theater. Just tell us it's a musical. I will go see it.
Like, how many people are actively avoiding musicals? Like, I mean Greatest Showman.
Not anybody in our
did Gangbusters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when have you said this is going to be a musical? And it was just like instant, ah, shit, we got no business.
Ew,
it doesn't happen.
Music.
Yeah.
Star of my soul. No, thank you.
So, Color Purple and 4K. Then here's your two reprints for you. So these are ones I've covered before, but they're reprints and they're just really nice. So I thought we could look at them one more time.
I hate this cover so much.
So this is Event Horizon. You got the cool thing where it, you know, pulls off, and then you just got the image underneath.
Oh,
very nice.
It's very cool.
We've never seen this movie, right?
No.
Yeah, I've never seen this. I know, like, what's up, but I've never seen it.
I don't even know what's up. I stay away from this thing.
Well, then, I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
So then you've got another Arnold movie. You've got The Running Man.
This is an excellent cover.
I love The Running Man, dude.
The slip is neither here nor there, but like the stuff underneath. Heck
look
yeah.
Look at it, dude.
That is so gorgeous.
And I do like the inside. That's fine. It's fine. It's nice. Just a big old chiseled Arnold profile.
Arnold.
That's great.
What's not to like?
God, love him. Love that man. You know what that movie's about, right?
He was running.
You go to prison and you can get out of prison if you go on this game show where they just like throw you into a pit And if you live the night, you get to be a free man the next day.
So Black Mirror, and, before Black Mirror.
Yeah. And so all these people are trying to kill the convicts that are in there. But Arnold, being Arnold, you know, does what he do.
Yeah, he's going to make it out.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I like that one. Then I've got one Shout Factory one for you, our one boutique.
Yes.
It's an interesting one. I don't know that you'll care a whole lot. This is an actual Shout Factory. It's not a Scream Factory.
Okay.
It's The Shootist. It's John Wayne's last movie.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of this.
You're not a big John Wayne guy?
Not really.
I mean, it's fine. It's his last movie. Like, that's why this is such a big one. That this was his last movie that he ever made.
Heck of a tagline. He's got to face a gunfight once more to live up to his legend once more to win just one more time. Why not once more a third time?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not what happens.
Okay, spoilers.
I've only seen the end of this movie because it's the last movie of his, and my dad would just be like, this is how it ended, and he would just like watch the end all the time. And I'm like,
die during the movie?
No, I mean, his character does horribly. Okay.
Awesome.
It's fine. It's a decent movie. But now it's time for the Friday Roundup special. Are you ready?
Yes.
Rounding out our movies, we've got the latest One Piece release. So here we go. And I've gone a little bit further and I've done some calculations for you.
Making the great Ole cake escape.
This is One Piece Season 13, Voyage 6, covering episodes 843 to 854. Episode 1096 just aired March 3rd. Okay.
God.
in season 21. So this is season 13. You feel me? We're in 21 now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
The next show is gonna air episode 1097 on March 17th. But if you buy this Blu-ray of what has aired as of now, March 8th, before episode 1097 drops, this will bring you up to owning 77.9% of One Piece.
At what cost? Like, there's so many of these.
I was like, all right, let's say I buy this. How much of the show do I have? And it is literally 77.919% of the show. Like, just about 80% of the show is on Blu-ray.
Who out there
has all these?
I want to believe that they're going to release like a unlimited ultimate edition that comes in like a big treasure chest and the One Piece is in there, you know? But
the show would have to end.
I know, and I don't think that's ever gonna, maybe like season 25, they'll be like, this is a good number, and they'll,
I don't know,
make a stopping point or a halfway and point.
How do you package it? It is,
yeah, it's gonna be
thousands
very large.
Of episodes. I mean, that bundle alone would be like $1,000.
I'm telling you, like,
but it would be like $1,000 or some shit.
Big box.
It would be an ungodly amount. I can't imagine this being in one bundle one day. I can't fathom it.
If you have a One Piece collection, please send us a picture at YMP.
Not real.
YMBTOAP @gmail.com.
That is right. I would love to see it. Because I want to see all the manga up top. You know, all these DVDs, then the Blu-rays, and then whatever else you got.
Show me your many pieces.
So anyway, that's the Imtope special.
Okay.
There's your latest One Piece update.
Thank you. I crave it.
So now, let's get into movies you can go see today, March 8th. All right. I'm going to hit two that are very well known and then one that's not well known. And it just sounds so good that I'm ending on that one for you.
Okay.
Go see this movie today if you want. I'm super excited for the latest Blumhouse affair. It's called Imaginary.
Oh, I forgot this was going to come out. It looks so good.
Yes. So
Chauncey.
It's like your kid had an imaginary friend, but there really was a friend. It looks very Coraline and shit. Like, it just looks scary. I want to see this really, really bad.
Yeah.
Then, speaking back to a movie that just came out, we just put this out on 4K to get you hyped up for Kung Fu Panda 4! Today!
Heck yeah.
Go see Kung Fu Panda 4. It's gonna be so good. It weirds me out how Dustin Hoffman, that plays Shifu, right?
Uh-huh.
Sounds so much incredibly older.
Yeah.
And Jack Black sounds the exact same.
Just the same. I mean, he's eternal.
Oh, yeah. So. I can't wait to see this movie. It looks so good.
It looks very good.
But then I brought you this one. So these are all just nationwide. You can go see them at any movie theater you want. But this one said it was a limited release. And then it also said video on demand. So it's probably something that's more going to be on the streaming side.
Okay.
But it does have some limited releases. And I want to see this. It is called Night Shift.
Okay. Ooh.
While working her first night shift at a remote motel, a young woman begins to suspect that she is being followed by a dangerous character from her past. As the night progresses, her isolation and safety, however, are made all the more worse when she starts to realize that the motel might also be haunted.
Ooh, yes.
Everything about this sounds good.
I want this. This is a nice poster, too. Like, it is just the floating heads.
Never sleeps. But yeah. Is it? Then you got whatever's going on down here.
Yeah, like a lot of more details in here. And like the color palette is just really good. I'm getting like bodies vibes.
The all tucked in. That is hilarious. Oh, that is so good.
Chef's kiss.
I want this bad. I want to see the spooky movie.
The China Brothers.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. Never heard of them. But this movie looks interesting, to say the least. I'm into
it. It's from Quiver Distribution, and I feel like we covered them previously.
Maybe.
I recognize that name because I was like, ew.
So yeah, that is all I got for movies today. I know you guys are seeing Kung Fu Panda 4 right now. Like, you're probably watching this in the previews leading up to your showtime. But go check out Night Shift. You know, it seems good.
All right. Good stuff. You want to hear about stuff, finally.
I am so ready to hear about some games.
I have some old news that I didn't realize was old news because I'm so out of the game. But let's talk about Overwatch a little bit. Overwatch 2 specifically, of course. So Diablo and Overwatch did a little collab, which, tell me how good this looks, first of all.
That's a lot of skin, man. I just was like, whoa.
Yeah. So this is a Lilith skin on Moira in Overwatch. And this, like, I hope that they did a highlight reel for this too, because this is just like primo stuff. I would put this on and never take it off if it always looked like this. But like, when you look at the skin and it's not in this, it's very underwhelming. It's not...
We've got some other ones.
Okay.
But this is that one.
I mean, the waist up is great. I love all that. The waist down, I'm like,
how the vibrancy is gone too.
Yeah. It's something about the lighting in this, you know? Colors.
Yeah.
It's
but
just
like,
so.
Look at it. It's so dull and flat.
It is quite flat. That's a good word for it. Yeah. It doesn't impress me. It don't impress me much. So, yeah, that's the Moira skin. If you'll... What are those shoes?
Yeah, I know. Look at these.
Look at those. Moira always has the weirdest shoes.
Yeah.
So we got this Lilith Moira. We've got the... which Bastion was... Not Bastion. Hammond. I forgot to write down the name of him. But he's like Asmodeus, I think it is.
Something like that.
He's fine. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I've seen better skins. It's not bad. The last one for this is the... Shit, I did not write down the name of any of these guys. This is Inarius Fera.
I actually like this a lot.
I like this a lot, too. It's like shades of her her ghost skin, you know, where she like removes her entire head and just has like... Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I like the character Inarius in Diablo. I think it's very pretty.
Faces are scaring
me. Screaming faces on her belt are fantastic. Yeah. I love these skins a lot, but the unfortunate thing about them is that the two skins, this Moira skin or this Pharah skin and the Moira skin, are both in the Ultimate Battle Pass for Season 7, which sets you back $40 whole dollars.
Woof.
I don't like that. I thought when we first started this Battle Pass journey, I thought the price was $20, but I guess it was $30. I don't know. It just kept going up.
I don't know.
But so you pay $30 for the Battle Pass regularly. This was the first price hike that they did for season 7.
Okay.
It's $40. It was actually raised to $40 in season 6. Sorry. So the first 5 were $30. They raised it to $40. It's still at $40 and remains at $40. It's planned to stay at $40 forever. It's rough over there. I mean, even Overwatch 2 is currently the worst user reviewed game ever on Steam. It is bombing. Harsh.
Yeah, that's bad.
People go in there and just express what they're feeling. And even during their recent financial call, Activision Blizzard admitted that Overwatch 2 engagement and player investment are both declining. So they're really trying to breathe life into the game still. I don't know.
This ain't going to do it.
I know. I don't know at what point they just like call it. But in terms of breathing life, they are trying to do some new collabs with more anime. Like their first ever collaboration was with One Punch. One Punch Man. And they did like
one
a
piece of Punch
thing.
Man.
One Piece of Punch Man. And it was very cool. This one is a collaboration that is near and dear to our hearts because it is Cowboy Bebop. And we just recently did an interlude episode where we covered the entirety of Cowboy Bebop. So
they literally redid the whole fucking opening.
They did. Okay, so we have Cassidy as Spike. That's one of the skins you get. This looks like, this is Faye. They used Ash for Faye, which I thought was an interesting choice. I thought they might use Widowmaker because more of the body type.
Yeah.
You get Hammond, the Wrecking Ball guy. He is Ein, which I'm like, how does that work? I kind of wonder if they're doing a special mission in co-op with this. They might have a specific game mode where they're on you remember the train heist episode of Bebop?
Yeah.
One of the best episodes. They're going to be doing one of... that they're going to be doing one of those. So they made Sombra Ed, which I guess makes sense for the hacker aspect, but I don't know. Ed really gets Tracer
vibes.
It
was weird. Okay, so when I saw this, I thought that was Tracer, but then it did the Sombra thing.
Yeah, she does the little hacky thing.
I was trying to... Hang on. Yeah, I gotta go back to that. Okay.
Yeah, so the list of skins. Cassidy is Spike. Ash is Faye. Mauga, who is the new tank that I don't know anything about, he plays Jet. Wrecking Ball is Ein.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay.
Yeah, and then Sombra is Ed. So, I'm
a little surprised by
feet
that.
Are out.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are.
Of course they are.
I just... Okay. Like, I can't...
It makes sense, though.
But if you had asked me, I don't see Sombra in this at all.
Like, no, I don't either.
If this was the image alone, I'm like, oh, that's Ed. Yeah, totally. But what Overwatch character is this? I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I'm not going to pretend that they're all good. I want to see more Wrecking Ball as Ein because I'm like, how are you going to make that work? And look at Ash. Doesn't she just look like she should be Widowmaker?
Yeah. Let's go back a little bit. See that.
Like, this is a Widowmaker face, a Widowmaker bod, Widowmaker hair.
Like the hair. Because it's not like she has a mech person, but now, like, you gotta make Bob a whole person around Faye now. Like that, you know?
Which doesn't make any sense. So, I don't know. There's some weird choices in there. I mean, Cassidy is Spike, sure, fantastic. It's gonna be fine.
That's
the cowboy.
That's good. Yeah.
But everybody else is a very strange choice. So they're gonna reveal Ein looks so weird, so deeply strange. Look at the eyebrows on that hamster.
Yeah.
Like, see, this is happening.
None of these people look like their Overwatch counterpart to me. Like, I don't see Cassidy in this. I see Spike. Like, it looks like Spike.
I can see both. They both have, like, similar...
I don't
presence.
See Ash here, though.
No, absolutely not.
The only reason I know is this gun.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't play it, so we don't know the new... whatever that dude's name is. But, like, yeah, sure. That is so not Sombra, though.
No.
Nothing about this says Sombra, except for, I guess, the hair right here.
Yeah. If you guys want to see any in-game skins on these, those are going to be revealed on Monday, March 11th. So we don't have any screenshots of those yet. But I am curious, and I'll be following up personally to see what they look like. I don't know if I'll bring them to you guys. You can go Google them for yourself. I don't know. I want to talk about Overwatch, but I also don't want to talk about Overwatch because I'm just so far removed from it at this point. It just kind of makes me sad to think about it.
Is this going to get in trouble?
What?
Because they essentially like whitewashed Sombra now.
I was going to ask, is it brown? Because I mean,
no. But Sombra's neither brown. Is this person.
I mean, she's browner than Ash.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just feel like that game was built so much on like ethnicity and race and being true to those cultures and all that stuff. And then you do a collaboration with this and then you go, okay, you're white now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. I don't know. It feels weird. But hey.
That's your Overwatch 2 news brought to you by us. Who don't play Overwatch.
I love the trailer. I did love the trailer.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
I mean, anything visually having to do with Cowboy Bebop, gotta have the panache. But
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm done talking about Overwatch.
Okay.
Let's talk about Unicorn Overlord.
Oh, Unicorn Overlord sounds great too.
Yeah. I don't know what the heck the name of this game is about, but I love it, first of all. Look at the horseshoe that's like half unicorn, half queen.
Yeah,
the crown hanging off it, like the stylization of this stuff. I'm into the imagery for this game, so I think you might be quite interested in the goings on behind the scenes of this game. So,
Okay. First
of all, it is just very pretty. So
it is very pretty.
This one is Unicorn Overlord, coming out on PS4 and 5, on Switch and on Xbox Series X and S, and that is out today, March 8th. So if you're interested in any of this, Okay. Pick it up. It is a real-time strategy RPG. The aim of this game was to create a modern version of like those classic tactical games from the 90s.
Okay.
This one has been in development since 2014.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, that's a couple of years. And then I was like, hold on, look at my watch. Oh, we're in 2024. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
This is a very long-awaited game. Like, it's been happening for a very, very long time, and it just looks like really stylistically pleasing. Yeah. It's got like those JRPG elements to it. It's got the real-time strategy overlay. Look at the food. It's got the nice, oh my god,
I knew you'd love the food.
It's just a very pretty game. I think it's gonna be really good. It's done by Atlus, who they've historically done solid work anyway, so can't fault them. I'm just looking forward to it. I feel like it's one that Richard is probably going to sink his teeth into because he's super into the real-time strategy games and JRPGs. So,
yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, it was giving me very, like, Fire Emblem
type
vibes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get from it as well.
Okay.
So, that looks cool. Last thing I have to tell you about is one that gives me the ick. It is heebie-jeebie type of game. It's called Chasing the Unseen. I believe this one is only on PC. I couldn't find information about it being anywhere else, but it already, just looking at these images, like, makes me sick. It makes my stomach drop out and just like, I feel,
all right. Well, then I feel, let's make it worse.
Nauseous. This is why I wanted you to get gameplay footage, because it just, it's, everything is so big and it's also like magical and underwatery and mystical. Like, The one thing in this world that like makes me ill when I look at it is the giant squid. I don't like giant squids. The first time I saw a picture of it, I didn't sleep for like 2 days, because
oh my god,
the way the tentacles just go down and disappear into the ocean, it makes me so scared. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
But it's got stuff that you like in it, you know, these big grandiose scale things. It's just a really cool game, and it's just about exploration and movement. Like, there's the game is not about killing, it's not about grinding or fighting. It's just about like, what's this cool place? Let's have a look.
Is it cool?
some parts are cool. I mean, look at this. You're like running through some forest roots and giant mushrooms. Fun.
Yeah.
It's just when you get to like the squids and stuff and I start to feel like I'm going to pass out. But I really, really like the imagery of this game. It's just very pretty. It's an experience to be immersed in. It's surreal. Yeah. The landscapes are generated using fractal math, which fractal math is like one of those things where it like you zoom in on it and you can keep zooming in because it's like it just gets it's the same shape over and over and over again, but smaller.
Yeah.
So it's very cool looking and I like it a lot.
Do you?
Oh, I do. It just makes me a little sick to think about. So this one was actually out yesterday, March 7th. It's a single player adventure. I think that this one's going to be a really cool experience. I forgot to grab a price point on this one, but I don't think it's going to be huge because it is just like an exploration game and it is an indie developer. So
yeah,
the developer is Strange Shift and they wrote a little thing in their Steam entry. It says, developing this game was a journey born out of love for gaming, a dream I've held on to. As you explore its world, I hope you'll glimpse the same wonder and enchantment that I have felt in bringing it to life. It was a leap into the unknown, and I sincerely hope it resonates with you.
Okay.
And I like that. I think that's quite nice. And then Strange Shift said on Twitter, or X, after 3 years filled with hopes and doubts, my game will finally be out tomorrow. This is too much emotion for my little heart.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's cool.
It's cool. I like this one a lot, and I think that people should support indie developers. So look at you chasing the unseen. I think it's going to be nice. I think it's going to appeal to your sensibilities.
Okay.
That's all I got for you in the wide world of video games.
No
more squid, please.
No more squid. That is all we have here. So hopefully you found some movies and game news that you can use. Go see you some cool movies. Go get you some cool games. You know, I'm all about Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah.
I want to overload on that a lot. Don't forget that we are brought to you by StreamYard. Nope, this hand. StreamYard. This little dude. That's Puddles the Duck. They were so cool to let us use their program. You can record remotely, do all the cool things like the tickers and the changing of the stuff. It's so neat.
Where
man.
Are we?
It's such a cool program.
It's very cool.
So that is all we have for you. That was a good week. Lots of stuff.
It's all a week full of movies, full of games.
That's right. So with that, I guess we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.